ears are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me. Well, once again, the lectionary is sabotaging the sentiment of the season. Even as chestnuts are roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, and Yuletide carols being sung by some choir other than ours, the church marks the third Sunday in Advent with news from John's prison cell concerning the prophet's growing doubts about Jesus. It is a story meant to dial down the sentimental carols in our hearts so that we can use our minds to do business with the scandalously particular Savior named Jesus. Last Sunday, you remember, John was in the wilderness baptizing his followers and telling the crowd his winnowing fork is in his hand and he will clear the threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. In other words, John expected the Lord's Messiah to rain fire upon those who did not repent. Jesus' assumption of our repentance in the Jordan River in his Jesus gets specific. Says in particular that the recipients of God's great good news were to be found outside this congregation's respectable, hardworking, Torah-keeping, well-deserving circle of like-minded believers. Specifically, they were foreigners and mothers on welfare, according to Jesus in Luke 4. In an instant, lovely turned to lynch him, and Jesus disappeared off a cliff like a scapegoat bearing the people's sins away. I hate to say this. You don't know how I hate to say this. But the offense of the incarnation, then and now, appears to be political. In Matthew's time, Jesus and his disciples were offended because Jesus was not political enough. Today, judging Jesus by our disembodied spirituality, we are offended because his gospel is too political. However, from the beginning, and not by chance, it was the politically powerful who really understood the nature of the threat posed by Jesus. In the words of W. H. Auden's Herod, why couldn't this wretched infant be born somewhere else? Why can't people be sensible? I don't want to be for it. Why can't they see the notion of a finite God is absurd? Because it is. And suppose, just for the sake of argument, that it isn't, that this story is true, that this child is in some inexplicable manner both God and man. For me personally, at this moment, it would mean that God has given me the power to destroy himself. That is to say, the threat Jesus poses to all whose power is the power and love of life and death over other human beings is just this. In his death on a cross, he will take that power from them forever. When he is raised, death will have no dominion, and neither will they. Herod understood this and quickly ordered the slaughter of Bethlehem's baby boys, and so the destruction of the child born to unmask his power as pretense. Although, as Wilman put it, the problem is not that God became a baby, but that God grew up to be Jesus. And Jesus became so unavoidably, specifically, particularly God with us, that it called Herod's successor, finally, to destroy God. Yet notice how the offense of the incarnation, emphasis on the second syllable, has become the offense of the incarnation, emphasis on the first. Thank you, Harry Spain. And what a strange offense God mounts. With tears he fights and wins the field, our choir will sing on Christmas Eve. His naked breast stands for a shield. His battering shots are babish cries. His arrows, looks of weeping eyes. His martial ensign, cold and need, and feeble flesh, his warrior's steed. God's Son has come into the world to take over the territory that death presently occupies. Christmas Carol is not about sentimentality or happiness or pious suppression of our most painful crises and questions. Maybe John understood that joy is what happens when we dare to believe that our Messiah disillusions us for nothing less than our salvation. Stripping away every lofty expectation we cling to so that we can know God for who God really is. Maybe John understood only when Herod's knife came down upon his neck that Jesus